getting a little later in the Shabbos. We need a little extra time. So
should we set it at 1:45?
Well, no, don't say 1:45. Let's give it 10 minutes. But okay, be meal, be Michael in the meantime. Okay. Shkayach to Maishi for continuing this year. It's all his chusay. I wouldn't be here if not. They resolve and they should be gebenched, and all of us should be gebenched. Come start your week off with Torah. You make me learn as well. It's really a emphasis. It's a big thing that can't be minimized, how chashuv that is. And the Rabbi Shem Shabbench is a birkas haTorah. There's no bigger bracha than that. Okay, let's take a look at the parsha. Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is told, that he is the shliach, he's the Goel Yisrael. He's the one that has to free Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is a reluctant goyel. He doesn't want to do it. And he keeps protesting. And what happens? The Rabbeinu Shalom says to him, no, you have to do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want to do it. And what's Moshe Rabbeinu's lashon? He says, shlachno biyad tishlach. Send it with the one that Yeah, Tishlach, who's the one that's supposed to be the one? Shlach na v'yomer bi, and he says to Rabbi Yisrael, be Hashem. Shlach na biyad Tishlach. What does that mean? Zok Rashi biyad mishato rogel lishloach, the one you typically send. V'hu, who is that? Aaron. So Rashi brings a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, what are you sending with me for? Send with Aaron. Fine, we understand that. Aaron already was a Novi. Aaron was his older brother. He was chayv in his covet. So Moshe Rabbeinu deferred and wanted that Aaron should be the one to be the shliach. The Targum Yonason says a different pshat. V'omar, the Targum Yonason says, B'boy berachmin kadamach, Hashem shlach, kedoy shlichusach, send the shlichus, biyad Pinchas. Send it with Pinchas, with my great nephew, Pinchas. Why? So Targum Yonason says, why Pinchas? No, it doesn't have to be. Could be saying, you know, let him be born and let him send the one in. Why Pinchas? So the Targum Yonason adds in a few words. He is the one that's going to be roy for the shlichus Yemais Mashiach. What does Rashi, what does the Targum Yonason mean? Obviously, Targum Yonason is a Tana, right? Yonason ben Uzziel is the Talmud of Hillel. He is going with the Mehalach that Pinchas Zeliyo, Machlekes, Shail in the Tanoim. Pinchas Zeliyo. If Pinchas Zeliyo, Leo is the Mevasar type, the one we're waiting for it to come be Mevasar as the Gula, send it with him. He is the ultimate Shliach. Okay. That we have to understand. Aaron, Rashi's Pshat, the Medrash Rabba. Okay. What is he mixing in Pinchas? As Yochanan says, maybe Pinchas is born, maybe he's not born, maybe he's a child. Why mix in Pinchas here? There's another medrash, bigger plea. Certainly wasn't born yet. The medrash says, Shlach no biyat tishlach, send it through Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva? Come to Rindor Rabbi Kiva, Shlach me Rabbi Kiva. What, Rabbi Kiva? He should be the shliach. What do we want here? What do we want here? What do we want? Tefem for the Targum Yonason, you have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this time, this Sefer Shmais, what is Sefer? Well, how do we sum up Sefer Shmais, Chumash Shmais? So we know the Ramban in the Akdama says this is the Sefer of the Golus and the Geula. This is the Golus and the Geula. This is the exile, the Tzoris of Klal Yisrael, and the Geula, the redemption, the Yeshuas. It's the Golus and the Geula. Really, in a capsule, in a nutshell, that's Klal Yisrael. That's our sojourn in this world. Golus and Gula. We have four Golus and four Gulas. Major, minor. Right now we're in the most major, and we're waiting for the most super major Gula, right? The one that will end all Gulas. That'll be the Gula Shlema, as we call it. So there's Golus and Gula. This is what this Chumash is all about. And this is the Makar of all Golus and all Gulas at Bezer Hashem, the Gula that we're waiting for. All Golus, we're already in the throes of the last one. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's an Eis Ratzon for Gula. You're the Eibishter, you're picking me for to be the Goyal. I'm the Goyal. If it, I'm the guy, let's go all the way. If it's a Zman, it's a Eis Ratzon Gula. Why stop with me and have a Gula from Mitzrayim? Let's go all the way and have the Gula Shleimu. Let's have the Olam Atikin, as we spoke about in the morning. Let's have the Olam away, Olam purely for Shemayim, a world of Olam Haba, a world of Gan Eden, the Olam Atikin, the Olam HaShleimus. Who needs this world? What do we need to stop for? Let's go all the way. Let's have the Gula Shleimu. Send it beyond Pinchas. Pinchas Eliyahu, whatever it takes. Why stop now and have future tzoras? Because what was Moshe Rabbeinu's conversation with the Eibishter right before this? What was his conversation? The Rabbeinu Shalom, what's his conversation with the Eibishter? Eke Asher, Eke, that's his conversation with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Who is the Eke Asher, Eke? What does that mean? Eke in this goal is Eke in the next goal is more tzoras coming, more tzoras. We're going to need more gulas. Let's go straight. Let's skip everything. Let's go straight to the gulasayim. Moshe's Raya and Mahemon. The Raya and Emon of Klai. So he can't take it. We're going to have tzoras. Let's go straight to the end. Let's go straight. But that's fine. Now we understand the target. And then he was denied. Whatever the reason is. Obviously, Rabbi Nishal's purpose. That's for another time. If we can ever fathom Epis a little bit. But let's move on to this other medrash. That, now we understand well what the Pinchas is, but what? How do we understand the Medrash of Rabbi Kiva? How does that come in? So for that, let's digress a little bit. What is that? What does that do, Rabbi Kiva? In Pesach, as we know now, we're dealing with Shmai Sveir, Boi B'Shalach, in Yonei Pesach, apropos between Mincha and Ma'ariv, we're learning Hilchas Pesach, right? We're holding by the Seder, those who come for Mincha, you know, we're holding in the Seder, Halachas now this week. So, when it comes to Pesach, we all know the famous Mishnah of Gamliel, Kol Mishaloy Mishol Shor Me'el B'Pesach, Le'yot Tzadei Chavosay, Pesach, Matzah, Mor. And you have to talk about Pesach, you have to talk about Matzah, you have to talk about Mor. And we have those mitzvahs, mitzvahs Korban Pesach, we have to eat the Korban Pesach, we have to eat the Matzah, we have to eat the Mor. Obviously, but in Seder Rabim, in our past, hopefully in the future will change, we haven't yet had the Korban Pesach, but Matzah, Mor we have, Matzah, Deraisa, Mor, Deramona. What is the order of eating it? So there's a seemingly astira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha says one way, and in his Seder Haggadah, he says it another way. In the Halachas in Yad HaZaka, he talks about discussing Morer first, and then the Matzah. So Shailon Gerson, the Mishnah in the original place where it's all at, but beyond that, the Mefarshei Rambam say, it's Pashit. Because if you understand the chronological order of how things took place, you had Morah first. Vayimoru was Chayayim, this week's Parsha. We had a very bitter time in Mitzrayim. We were tortured. And we had, obviously, years of hard labor. And all the tzoras, this is the origin of how to afflict and torture in an inhumane way, Klal Yisrael. And a lot of Parish things have been picked up over the years by all the different Rishoyim, who've done terrible things and inhumane things to Klal Yisrael. And beyond that, then came Gula. Gula's matzah. B'chipazin, on the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems, it's on the second. There's not a second. You can't be an extra second. We will never suffer something that's not coming to us. So when the second comes and we have to get out, we're out the door and we don't stay an extra second because it's the Rabbi Nishalem. This is not a court, this is the Rabbi Nishalem. So B'chipazin, we left on the moment. We didn't even bake our matzah. Matzah is the gula. The gula to show on the moment, the Rabbi Nishlam is the true gaol. Wonderful. But then the Rambam in another place, in the Haggadah, has matzah first. How do we rationalize why would matzah be mentioned first? It makes sense. Mor by mor is chayim, and then comes the matzah. Why would the matzah come before the mor? Why would matzah come before the mor? Yes, we eat the matzah before the mor, but that gufa is shver. Why does the matzah have any precedence over mor? Let's go in chronological order. The other way the Rambam has it seems to make perfect sense. L'maisa, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we start off Magid by saying, Ho lach ma'anyu. Ho lach ma'anyu, di ochlo avasana b'ar de Mitzrayim. This is the lechem ayini, this is the poor man's bread that we ate in Mitzrayim. L'chayra, the Rishonim asked Kasha, what's Pashim Shad? It's coming to Pesach. Ho lach ma'anyu, di ochlo avasana b'ar de Mitzrayim. This is the lach ma'anyu that we ate when we left Mitzrayim. No, when we ate in Mitzrayim. Ho lach ma'anyu, di ochlo, when we exited Mitzrayim, we ate on the way out of Mitzrayim. So here the God is full of questions and answers before you start. Right at the first line, what's Pashim Shad? This is a Shaila that bothered the Rishayim. What's Pashup Shem? There's a Ramban in Parsha Re'eh who says that the Pshad is, talks about this Shad, this Mamish's problem. Hiskir b'matzesh te'lechamayni. Lahazkir, to remember that we went out b'chipozayim, v'kihoyu b'mitzrayim, and we should remember, what's the lechamayni? B'lechem tsar umayim lachatz. To remember we had a little bit of bread and just a little bit of water. We had, you know, as they say, that's, you know, the prisoner looks at that food and says, that's food? And yeah, that's the prisoner's food. Yes, that's going to have to serve as your food. So we remember by having a poor man's bread when we went out, this is what we were in Mitzrayim. We were prisoners and we ate lechem tsar umayim lachatz. We ate, that's his words based on a pasuk. We ate b'di'evedik of food that's hardly a regular person's food. And that's the pshat, the Ramban says, holach manya di'ochla v'samar Mitzrayim. So it's representative of that. But the Ebn Ezra says even deeper. The Ebn Ezra says that prisoners, and he says he heard that in India, this is what they feed prisoners. They feed prisoners matzah. Why matzah? Because it lasts in the system longer. It's obviously probably very easy to make and much more cheaper to make. Again, with all the Yidurim, we're not talking about a brisket chabur, making matzah for the prisoners. But we're talking about eating simple bread. It doesn't rise. It fills you up very quickly. It stays in the system. There's no hidurim in it. Nobody has any rachmanas. This is a poor man's food, mamash. So you look at it. It comes out the matzah is from extreme to extreme. Matzah is, according to Ebn Ezra, we actually ate it in Mitzrayim. We actually ate it. So according to Ramban, it represents what we ate in Mitzrayim. But according to Ebn Ezra, we actually ate it in Mitzrayim. Poor man's bread, kipshuta. This is the poor man's bread. This is the poor member. A guy's nebuch, he has no food. So what does he have? He has a little bit. He has a cracker in his pocket. That's what he has. He doesn't have a loaf of bread. He has matzah. The ochlo of a son of Aram Mitzrayim. So matzah, in essence, represents two extremes. It represents the deepest despair of somebody who nebuch has nothing. It's just enough to eke out existence. Barely food. Eats his matzah. And it represents the most exalting moment known to man, Yetzias Mitzrayim. We left everybody behind. We became Avdei Hashem forever. And we left Mitzrayim. We were free of any yoke of any human being. Cheres. So that same matzah represents Golus and Gula. You find in the Parsha, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, put your hand in your chayk, in your chest. He comes out, oy, tzaras kesholik. It looks like he's a leper, nebuch tzaras. It's a loose translation, but he's a metzorim, like snow, it's white. David says, okay, put it back, puts it back, and it's back to what it was. Obviously, we know, Chazal tell us, Moshe already said something about the Yidden that was not flattering, he got punished, metzorim. But now the Rebbe Hashem was curing him. Why'd I have to go back in his chayk? Okay, show the maivis, and now wait a moment, and he'll turn back. Let the clock strike another 10 seconds, up to 10, and then go back. Count up to 10 and go back. I put it back in his chayk. There's a yisoid here, a murdered yisoid. Yisoid adover is, things happen. And we look at the thing that happens as bad, that it's the thing itself. That's the bad. That bad, that's causing the bad thing. That whatever that thing is, that's causing the bad. And we think, okay, that's the problem. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Mitzayru. So the problem is he's a Mitzayru. Where did the Tzaraas start? From the Chayk. There's a problem there. He's got a problem. He's got to figure out a way to overcome the Chayk. Whatever happened in there, he's got to figure out. There's sickness in there. In there, there's some Nebuchadnezzar sickness. The Rabbeinu shows him, no, there's no such thing. Put your hand right back there. And that same thing that you thought is Machla, that's Revuah. That same thing that gave you tzaras, that same thing now gives you refuas. What is the Yisayid HaDavar? Yisayid HaDavar is everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not the chayk that caused tzaras, and it's not the chayk that caused refua. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom from beginning to end, and the Rabbeinu Shalom was there at the beginning. You just needed the time. You needed to do tshuva. You need to have a hearing. You needed a Yeshua. The Rabbeinu Shalom tells Yaakov Avinu on the way down, Yaakov Avinu shudders, he trembles, he's going to Mitzrayim, Erev Asar, he's going to a terrible place. He's going to a terrible place. What should he do? V'yoymelekim, al tira mered the Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu, don't worry. Yaakov Avinu, he's very worried. Klal Yisrael's at stake. He's planting Klal Yisrael. This is the beginnings of a nation. Beginnings of a nation. We need to be in the Beis HaMikdash. We need to be in the most mokum kodesh hayach. Sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael, b'kedusha v'tahara. We're going down to Mitzrayim to start a Klal Yisrael. We have the 12 Shvat. We're going to start now. We have 70 people. We're starting a nation. No, don't worry. Ki l'goy. Why? Ki l'goy gol simcha sham. Because anoichi eret imcha Mitzrayimah. I'm going to go down with you. I'm going to be there the whole time. I'm going to go down with you, and I'm going to come up with you. It's all dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everything's dependent on Rabbeinu Shalom. We somehow think that Nebuch came. Oy, that Nebuch, if we can get rid of that Nebuch, that problem, we'll be in good shape. No, you've looked at the problem. Look beyond the problem. The problem is only itself, a toilada. It itself is a result of what the source is. The source is Shemayim. The source HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a reason why it's coming. But the source is the Rabbeinu Shalom. The source is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What are you talking to the Teilado? Talk to the Av. You're talking to what happened. You're not talking to the source. You have to talk to Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Yisrael Adover. The mail the Rabbi Shalom to Yaakov Avinu. You're worried. You're leaving Shechina behind. You're leaving Kudushba. I'm coming down with you. I'm there with you. The Shechina is there with you. And I'm going to come up with you. At the moment that we need to come up, I'm coming up with you. You have nothing to worry about. You're coming with the Rabbi Shalom himself. That's the Yisrael Adover over here. It goes even deeper than that. If one realizes everything's from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and things happen. Nobody has a free ride. Somehow, some people think you go through life and you get your ups and downs. You climb up. You have to personally climb a hill. This one climbs a hill. This one climbs a mountain. This one thinks he's climbing Mount Everest. Everybody has his place and his side. And as you get older, there's more climbs to make. And you think to yourself, if only that other guy. If you would have the right and the ability to knock on the other guy's door and say, Rabbi, my good friend, how many mountains have you climbed? I've climbed so many. You'll hear from the other guy more mountains than you can ever imagine. Everybody goes up and climbs mountains. Everybody climbs mountains. But there's a deeper understanding of it. Besides what we're saying over here, that everything's the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's even a deeper understanding. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, and Rashi brings it here in this week's Parsha. Rashi brings this Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, what's my identity? The Rabbeinu Shalom tells him, my identity is I'm Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That's who I am. Zeh Shmi Lo'olam. Then Rabbeinu Shalom tells, Zeh Shmi Lo'olam, Zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. This is my name forever. This is my the way to remember me for every generation. What is the Rabbeinu Shalom hinting at? So the Gemara says himself, Rashi brings it down over here. Chaser Vav, Lo'olam Halimo, Shaleku V'kiksava. Don't read Hashem's name the way it's written. What does that mean? Hashem is written Yud Kei Vav Kei. We read it, Hashem, we read it with Adnus, with Aleph Dalet, right? Not the way it's written, is the way it's read. Zeh Shmi L'Olam. Zeh Shmi, my name will be hidden, because you cannot read it. Zeh Zichri L'Dor V'Dor, is the way you should remember it. Zeh Zichri L'Dor V'Dor is the way to read it. That's what Rashi says. Zeh Shmi L'Olam is the way it's written. Zeh Zichri L'Dor V'Dor is the way you read it. Zechri, the way you remember it, is the way you read it. The Gemara in Pesachim, Rashi brings it from a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun. That Gemara goes further and says, that's in this world. In the next world, things are going to change. What's going to change? Lo, in this world, Balaam Hazah, not the way the word, the Hashem's name is read, is written, is it read. In the next world, Hashem Echad, the way it's written will be the way it's read. That's what the Gemara says. The way it's written will be the way it's read. What's going to change in the next world? If this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's identity, how could it change in the next world? What's changing? What's the pshat in that Gemara? Rashi bringing out a Gemara. What's pshat in that Gemara? How's it changing? What's changing all about? What's the change? What warrants the change? But that same Gemara brings another difference between this world and Olam Haba, the next world. The Gemara says, in this world, when we hear good news, Beis Hashem, we should be gebenched to hear. We make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech haolam, hatoyva hametiv. Right? Then halacha. If you have a child, a ben zacher, you make a taiva meitiv. Your good news, a taiva meitiv. If you make a nice purchase, or you get a matana, it's chashuv, a taiva meitiv. A taiva meitiv is on psuris taivas. Chas v'shon, we should never hear it. Psuris rois, he makes a bracha, dynamis. That's in this world. In the next world, Zakti Gemara will only make a taiva meitiv. There's the difference in this world and the next world. Shita Gemara. Freik, the brother Magid, the Magid of Brod, his name is Ephraim Reisher. I believe he was the Chacham Tzvi's son, Biakdem's brother. He has a Pashat Akasha. That's a difference in this world, the next world? No. Then it's not a difference in this world, the next world. It's a difference in the news. It's not a difference in the place. It's a difference in the news. Meaning, here in this world, there's good news, and Chas Shalom, there's bad news. So therefore, appropriately, you make the good bracha for the good, and the bracha for the bad news, appropriate bracha for Psuris Rois. In the next world, we're only going to hear good news. In the Olam Haba, you're not going to hear any bad news. It's all good news there, right? It's a good news place. It's a good news zone. There's no bad news coming in over there. So it's missing the means of hearing bad news. It's not pshat, it's a different world. It's just a world full of good news. It's not a difference in the world, it's a difference in the news. So what's the Gemara saying? There's a difference in this world and the next world. It's not a difference in this world and the next world. It's a difference in the news. So the Gemara is now, you got Rapshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that, well, you mocked him on my suit with this. There was a Rebbe. I got printed this week, actually. There was a Rebbe, Shimon Yaroslover. He lived in his time, he lived a long time ago. He lived a old age. For in those days, it was really an exaggerated age. They asked him, how are you zoicha to live so long? How are you zoicha? How did you merit long life? The Gemara asks us of several long-living Tanam Amiram, Maharach Diyam, Gemara Megillah. The Gemara, they asked him, Reb Shimon, how did it happen to you? He said, you know what? I never asked the Rabbeinu Shalom why. Is that a skula for long life? What is it? What does one have to do with the other? It's not mentioned in the Gemara school. He says, Pashat. Things happen to people all the time. And they wonder, why is that happening to me? Because in their amazement, they think it doesn't happen to anybody else. That's because nobody knows what's going on by everybody else. But they think it's all happening to them. The world is crashing on their shoulders. And they're saying, Rabbi Yishma, why is it happening? Why is it happening? So Rabbi Yishma says to them, my dear son, you know why it's happening? I'll give you an answer. It'll be so clear. Be clear as day. Your kasha. Not shall I answer the kasha. The kasha won't exist to begin with. Right? They say the Beis Halevi said, the difference between me and my son, Reb Chaim. When a person asks me a kasha, we discuss learning, we're both happy. He's happy, I said, Geshmak a kasha to God that made the Beis Halevi tumul learning. And I'm happy because I had a shikul teret and I had to answer it, and I came up with a good teret and chiddush, and everybody's happy. My son, Reb Chaim, when somebody asks him a kasha, and he gives, by the time he gives the answer, there was no kasha left to begin with. They're both sad. This guy's sad, he didn't ask a kasha. Reb Chaim is sad, what did you bother him for? So everybody's sad. By me, everybody's happy. By him, everybody's sad. When the Rabbi is going to explain to you, there'll be no question to begin with. It won't be clear as day. But the Rabbi says, I'm going to tell you the answer, but you got to come up to my place to hear it. And once you come up there, you don't come back down. So of course, you ask a question, why? There's answers. The answer will be so clear, you'll wonder why you haven't never had a kasha. But then you don't come back down. I say to Rabbi Yishma, I have no questions. Rabbi Yishma, I'm not interested in ki uzen, knowing why. I don't want to know. So I stay down here. Rabbi Yishma, you don't want to come up? Okay, stay down here. Mela, Marach Yom. That's what Shema Yaroslav said. Now let's get back to this brother Magid. He says, the Gemara is saying, in this world, you perceive news as either good or bad, and therefore results in making one kind of bracha or another. But in the next world, it will be understood by you retroactively that everything was good. Everything was lataiva. Everything was the ultimate, the proverbial bandage, the proverbial operation to save somebody's life. It was the proverbial missing the plane, and that plane, Rahman al-Hassan, had an accident. It was the guy who misplaced his keys on the morning of 9/11 and didn't make the commute. And then he finds out why he was late. It's the guy who said over that I'm a shulach, nudged the meshuggah in shul, and he took him home for breakfast. He's so upset, and by the time he got to Manhattan, there was no going into his building, was up in flames. It'll be so clear that those things, sometimes we're zaychti in this world retroactively, But for sure, in the next world, we'll see and we'll understand retroactively that there never was bad news. The Gemara is not saying on good news in the next world. Of course, that's in this world as well. The Gemara is saying even what you thought is bad will be good. That's why you're not going to make a brach on the bad news. Because even what you thought was bad is really for your good. It really is all good. Just you can't chop it now. You can't chop it now. But that's what ultimately what's going to happen in the next world. The Mela, that's pshat in the shame of Hashem. The shame adnus, an odoin is a master, that's a malchus. Malchus is with strength, with gevura. Gevura is the shame of din. Din, that's tough on us, din. That's very tough. That's very tough. We look and we say to Rabbi Yishol, come with the name of Rachman. Yudke Vavke is the shame of Rachman. And we want the Rabbi Yishol to come with the name of Rachman for us. The name of din, we shudder that it should come. So memela, we look at it, there's rachmim and there's din. And we know this is what we want is rachmim, but on the other hand, we know there's din in this world. There is shame, yudke vavke, and there's shame anus. But in the next world, where we're going to look and we're going to understand that everything that came from the Rabbi Nishlam is ultimately good, we are even going to look at that shame, yudke vavke, we're going to be able to say always yudke vavke. We're never going to have to use the term anus ever. Because we're going to understand everything is Yudke Vavke. And as the Tzlacht and Abuna took this word and said, that's Pshat Shema Yisrael, the Shvatim said to Yaakovinu, Hashem Elekeinu Hashem, which is Midas Erachm Yudke Vavke. And Elekeinu, which is Midas Adim, Hashem Echad, it's all one thing, it's all Hashem. The end of the day, it's all Hashem, it's all Midas Erachm, because the Rabbi Yisrael loves us, it's all the same. It's the father saying no to the little child. Does he mean bad for him? No, the no is the best thing that he can do for the child. The father that says yes to the child is sometimes the biggest achzor, the cruelest father. The Rabbi Nishlam is all chesed, but we can't appreciate this world because we have such limited vision. How could we see? We're only human. You walk outside, what is your eyesight? What do you see? You see a block or two or three. In L.A., the smog, you see half a block. What do you see already? You go out to the desert, you see a little further, right? You get on a plane, you see a whole lot more. You see a whole landscape. You see a lot more. There's a whole different perception. We have such limited perception. We see hardly anything. But we need to trust the Rabbi Nishlam who have created the world and has the whole world in the same second. All those pieces, there's 7 billion people in the world. And all those pieces are moving on the direction of Rabbi Nishlam every second. Hashgacha Pratis. The Rabbi Nishlam has what's our best interests at heart, all being done for us. Since we have limited vision, one of the Rebbe said, that's the pshat perhaps why we put our hand over eyes, we say Shema Yisrael, to show Hashem Echad, we don't see it. I'm not going to open my eyes because I can't see Hashem Echad. But if I close my eyes and connect with HaKadosh Baruch and believe, then I'm saying Hashem Echad. I know, even though I don't see it. I only see Hashem and I see Amol Elikeinu, but Hashem Echad. I know Hashem Echad. I know in my heart, I know in my mayach, I know in my mind, Hashem Echad. And ultimately, the next world will be zeichet to see it. We're not in a rush to find that yet. We want to stay in this earth like a Shimon Yaretz lover. We just want Mashiach to come. The Yeshua comes out, mamish. The Rabbi Nishlam does this ultimately. That you see that the Yeshua comes, as we said earlier, from the thing itself. In this week's parsha, where did the Gael hear the biggest tzara? Parai is the makar of the tzaras, right? He's the makar of the tzaras. Where's the Yeshua come from? From base Parai itself. Moshe Rabbeinu from base Parai itself. That's where the Yeshua is going to come from. Moshe Rabbeinu educated in base Parai, grown in base Parai, raised in base Parai, saved by base Parai. That's Yeshua itself. That's what it's all about. That's the pshat in the Rambam. We asked the Shaila, how could it be that matzah comes before Maror? Because matzah ultimately is there as part of the golus. It's not that Maror is the golus. Matzah is the golus as well. But matzah has something over the Maror. The matzah of the gol of the Maror of the golus is the real golus. Because the real golus is not bad. Maror is perceived golus. We look at Maror, what do we see? Pure bitterness. Pure bitterness, just by Yimaru's Chayayim, the Mitzriim took Yiddish Kindlach, stuffed them into the wall, took other Yiddish Kindlach, wanted to throw them in the Nile. They took men and women and worked them to the bone till they dropped dead Nebuch. They made them do all kinds of inhumane things. They made them build up places, and those places got destroyed, and they made them start over. All these things were things that the German Yimach Shemam did exactly the same thing. This is the source of how to enslave people, dehumanize them, make them zombie-like in servitude, and destroy everything they're about them. And this is what they did. And this is what Pari did. And other goyim followed that blueprint. That's the murr. But the murr is a mistake. Because we look at it in our limited vision, we only see murr. But in truth, what's behind the murr is the matzah. The matzah is the same bitterness as the prisoner's food. But in the matzah itself is the gula. The matzah represents the gula. It's that same matzah. The same cheik, the same chest that delivered the sickness is going to deliver the Yeshua, the salvation. The same base power that made the tzaras is going to deliver the Redeemer, the Goel Yisrael. The same matzah that represents the Golus, it's that Golus itself that's the Gula that's going to be the redemption for Klal Yisrael. The tzara itself is what's going to save Klal Yisrael. It's the tzara, the Imay Enochi B'tzara, that's what's going to save the tzara that Klal Yisrael has. That's what they need to save them. So the matzah behind the murr is the ultimate. It's the matzah that started off as the golus, and that's the real golus, because within the golus is the gula. It just needs rachmim min hashamayim and tefillah, and a bigger, tighter chibur relation between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we could take the gula out of the golus of matzah and make it into the gula. And therefore matzah can come before murr, because it's not chronologically after murr, it was there right with the murr. It was part of the golus itself. But it's more than that. From the very beginning, it was the gula in the golus, right there. Now let's get to Rabbi Kiva. We started off saying Shlach no biyad tishlach, and we said, what is the pshat? What is the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Rabbi Kiva to be the one to be the Goel Yisrael? There's a Pel de Gemara that probably everybody knows at the end of Makkos. If you've been at a Siyam of Gemara Makkos, you know this Gemara. A group of Tanoim are standing there, having a very emotional moment. There was the Churban of standing there at the ruins of the Beis Hamikdash. Shualim Hilchubar is seeing foxes prancing around at the ruins of the Beis Hamikdash. Which Yid over here, if you go to Eretz Yisrael and you go to the Kaisel Maravi and you see from far, he's coming already from far, you see that mosque, a Beis Tiflon, the Makom Kodesh HaKadoshim, whose heart is not ripped in half to see in our Makom Kodesh, to see such a thing. To see the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that all we have left is the Kaisel Maravi. We come and we daven and we pour our hearts out. Sechazena, Ineinu, B'shuvcha, Letzien, Berachamim. Can one imagine? I had an Elter Zayde that moved to Eretz Yisrael before World War I. On Erev Pesach, he took a walk with one of the Dayanim, and they walked in the old city, and they saw the Makom Mikdash from afar, and they started talking about the Korban Pesach. Today was the day of the Korban Pesach. They were hoping to be makriv, it didn't happen. They started talking about the Korban Pesach, they got so emotional, my Zayde chalished. He chalished, and with difficulty, they brought him back. He got so overwrought. Churban. These Tanoim, can one imagine who they are? These are the Tanoim, the Helix, the Eden of the world. And they were around B'shas Binyan. They had seen the Beis Hamikdash, not B'shas when it was built, but they were around when it was around. These are Tanoim who were young and were around at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. And this very Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohen Gadol shuddered to go in, where some Kohanim Gadolim lost their lives by merely walking into Kodesh Kadoshim, they take a rope and slept them out. Where one, Kodesh Kadoshim, Kodesh, Beis Hamikdash, Kedusha, Asura Nisim, Nasla Beisenu, in the Mikdash, the Mishnah Ovis, there's Nisim on a constant basis there. Constant basis. You put things on the ground, they got swallowed up. Smoke went straight up, didn't get extinguished. Mamish, people stood, and there's room to lay down, lots of room. Oh, even there, Nisim Gluyim, Mamish. Nisim Gluyim, and there's Azab Beis Hamikdash, such a mukim of Nisim. And they see the runes. Foxes prancing around in the ruins. What tsar is? How much can a person weep? There's not enough tears for such a tsar. And the very same Rabbi Kiva is smiling or laughing in a great mood. And they look at him, what's going on. He remembers this Nevius and that Nevius. If this Nevius is kind, the next Nevius is kind. What's the Yisayda Dabra? What's the Amka saying? What's the depths of what Rabbi Kiva is saying? Yes, see now, this is in the sky. Who would have dreamt to see such a thing in their days? If this happened, the other prophecy is going to happen, and then we're going to have it again, the Beis Mikdash, we're going to have it again. It's going to be Bayis Shlishi. What's the Yisayda Davar, Rabbi Kiva? The Yisayda Davar is like this. We all know. We all say, when it's dark, there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Just get there, right? You go into the tunnel, you drive in the face of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, and you know, you're nervous, you drive, especially if you're not out of town or you're not used to driving that narrow lane, and these New Yorkers behind you, in front of you, on the side of you there, they're pressuring you, and you wait, when is this tunnel going to end? And it stretches and stretches and stretches, right? Finally, you see the daylight coming in on the other end, the light at the end of the tunnel, the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. Wonderful. That's a pashut mensch, sees the light at the end of the tunnel. A baal maimon, a baal bitachon. A baal bitachon, a good to eat. It's not a pashut mensch. No yid is a pashut mensch. But a good yid sees the light at the end of the tunnel. He has darkness. There's darkness. Everybody gets them all to darkness. But he sees, he knows, there's light. He's a baal bitachon. He knows there's light at the end of the tunnel. The Rebbe is going to be there for him. But it takes a rekiva to see in the darkness to see the light. That's Rebbe Kiva's madrega. In the darkness, he saw the light already. It's not that I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. I'm in this darkness, I can see the light already. I can see the light already. I see at the beginning of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, I already see the sun out there poking its way, the rays of the sun already here. I see it already here. That's godless. That's Rebbe Kiva. That's Rebbe Kiva. He's already besimcha. He's besimcha. Why is he besimcha? Now you're in Golus. Now you're in Tsaris, Churban. I see the light already. I see the Gula already. I see the Gula and besimcha. That's a darga Rebbe Kiva. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we're entering a dark, despairing time. Yidden are suffering. I'm going back to Mitzrayim. It's terrible. They're being tortured. They're being tortured. They're suffering. They're suffering. There's a person in the history of Klal Yisrael who's able within the darkest time to see the light. He needs to be the goyel. That's to bring the gula. Bring the gula to the one who sees the light already. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlach no biatush, send it to me. Ultimately, he was rejected because Moshe Rabbeinu b'Avesnusay, in his great humility and modesty, didn't understand that he was the man, Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll have to leave for another time. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to be the one. The Seidah Dover is Meredik. We see over here, ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he see the Rabbeinu Shalalim? In the burning bush, right? The Sneh Eina Okul. What does that represent? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear in a Sneh? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu come to Moshe Rabbeinu dafkin a snan, a bush? One can almost say, Pasnish, let the Kodesh Baruch Hu come in a mighty cedar tree. Loi ilan acher zokrashi. No, nothing else. It can't be, brings a medrash. Mishom imay anoichi betzara. The Rabbeinu Shalom is there right with you. Imay anoichi betzara. You find in Zayis HaBrocha, again, we find the same type of thing. We find the same thing. In the brachas, we find Ritzayin Sheichni Sne Yosef. What does that mean? Ritzayin Sheichni Sne. The Ebster is Sheichin Sne. He's Sheichin Sne. He's in a Sne. One can say, how do we get to Rebbe Kiva? Who are we to be Rebbe Kiva? Speak for myself, not for this august island. But how do we get to Rebbe Kiva? Yes, again, we're all holding a madrega. We're all maminim b'nei maminim. And we know at the end of the day, there's light at the end of the tunnel. We know, no question. But how do we get to the midah Rebbe Kiva to see the light now, even in a hard time? Even if there's somebody's going through a tough time, how does he see the light at that moment, mamish? How do you get to Rebbe Kiva? How do you get to it? Kum to Pasuk in this week's parsha, and Tamisha Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the answer. What's the answer? I'm appearing to you in a sneh. Imai anoichi batzara. I'm here with you. That's the answer. I'm here with you. The Rabbeinu Shalom is with you. How bad can the tzara be? The Rabbeinu Shalom is with you, mamish. The Rabbeinu Shalom is with you. Imai anoichi batzara. The Rabbeinu Shalom is there. The Rabbeinu Shalom is there. Somebody knows the Rabbeinu Shalom is there. It's a whole different understanding. The Rabbeinu Shalom is here. The Rabbeinu Shalom is here. The Rabbeinu Shalom is here with me. But one could say, okay, that's good for Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does it? Because that's Gantz Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu at that point, Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to redeem Gantz Klal Yisrael. Who says for one person Kadosh Baruch Hu would do it to? And so we have a pasuk in Zayis HaBrocha. Ritzayin Sheikh Nisna. For one person, for Yosef. And either a person will say, okay, that's Taka one person, but it's Yosef. Zayis HaBrocha, over there it's Amay Yosef. How do we know about just us, just regular people? It's another Gemara. A Gemara that says over here, Sansenna, Shoichin, somebody who has tainus, somebody who has problems, he has tainus to somebody else, somebody does wrong to him, he needs a Yeshua. Shoichin b'sneh oisa leidin. The Rabbi Shem is going to say, of all expressions to use, the Gemara here in Gittin Daf Zayin uses a term, Shoichin b'sneh oisa leidin. Why Shoichin b'sneh? The answer is because it's a person, just a regular guy here in the Gemara Gittin, and he's an Atzara. And he feels, who's going to help me? How could it be? So the Gemara, Shoichin b'sneh. You know which mid of the Rabbi Nisham? The one that's telling you, I'm right here with you. The Rabbi Nisham is right there with you. You know what that means? The Rabbi Nisham is right there with me. Person feels, Rabbi Nisham is right there with me. It's a whole different world. A person understands and feels. He's in a gefarlich tzar. He knows the Rabbi Nisham is there with me. That's how he's going to make it. That's how he's going to make it through. Because the Rabbi Nisham was there with me. How many Yidden have gone through Geferlich Tzaris, but they held and they understood that the Rabbi Nisham was there guiding them. Rabbi Nisham was there with them. Rabbi Nisham are with them, they're going to make it out. It's not a question of light at the end of the tunnel. The light is here already. One just has to internalize it and realize, but Memuna Shleima, that Karash Baruch Hu is with us, the Karash Baruch Hu is Bitzar when we're Bitzar. And what do we have to do? Intensify our chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daven again. Kavil Hashem, Chavaz Yamis Lebecha, strengthen yourself, daven to Hashem, strengthen them. What should you do after you're stronger? The Kavil Hashem, daven again. Strengthen yourself, daven again, and daven again, and daven again. Daven again, you have to daven again. You have to strengthen yourself and daven again, and just have a munah. Somebody needed to give a certain Yeshua. And whatever it was, I needed a big Yeshua. I went to a certain Adam Gadol and I said, what are we supposed to do? He says, it seems people have been davening for this Yeshua. It seems it needs a little bit more davening. And Emes Lamita, that was a few months ago, more people daven. And Yeshua came. Imai Anoichi Betzar, Rabbi Yisrael was right there. The Rabbi Yisrael is there. If we internalize that message and we mechazik our chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oy vey, what a gula we'll have from everybody's personal goals. Everybody has a little bit of personal goals in Parsha Shemais. Realize everybody, yeah, it's normal. Everybody has a personal goals. The site is get a gula and get out of that personal goals. And how does it start? The ima enochi betzorah to get midas Rabbi Kiva, mechazik that inyan of achibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only myriadika things will happen if one does that. We should be zaycha beiz Hashem to have our personal gula. And avada, and once we do that, or mechazik achibud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after that we'll follow the entire gula, the gula shleima, b'meira, b'yameinu, amen.